supper was a very subdued affair. Every beast was mulling over what had taken place that day. Most Red Wallers were feeling apprehensive, following the appearance of a vermin horde at their very gates. They ate in silence, keeping their feelings to themselves. Skipper finished eating quickly, then nodded to Buckler.
You fancy a stroll over at the gatehouse with some of us? Old Granby reckons he's onto something that might help with our problem.
Buckler had hardly touched food. He stood promptly.
Lead on, Skip. Anything's better than sitting round wondering what to do next.
The Abbey Recorder looked about at the assembly in the little cottage. Skipper, Buckler, Diggs, Django, Oakhart, and the Abbess. He tapped his quill pen on a stack of yellowed scrolls, obviously ancient writings.
Listen now, friends. I've been trying to piece together a few things which might reveal the location of where the Dibbons are being kept.
Oakhart scratched his head spikes.
Aye, sir, but will it do any good? You may be bringing disaster on our young uns' heads. Do you recall what the scoundrel Swilt said? If we try to follow them or find the babes, then they'll harm our little ones.
The sound of Django's teeth grinding together was clear. The Gowsim chieftain practically spat out his words.
So what do we do, eh? Sit about twiddling our paws and let those scum have all their own way? Never trust what a vermin says, Oaky.
Skipper's rudder thwacked the floor.
Aye, you're right there, matey. We should be doing all we can to free the little ones, and quick about it, too.
Buckler had hardly spoken thus far, but now he came to the fore, firm and decisive.
Are we all agreed, then? Action must be taken.
They called out as one.
Aye.
The blade master nodded.
Good. So then, Mr. Granby, what have you got to tell us?
The recorder adjusted the little spectacles on his snout.
Right. First things first. I don't think that the Dibbons are being held more than a day's march from here. Why should the vermin keep them any great distance away? It doesn't make sense. Agreed.
Abbess Marjoram nodded.
Agreed. That's my feelings. Also, he said that they would return to our abbey before too long, so they can't be far away.
Granby acknowledged Marjoram.
Thank you, Mother Abbess. Now, this word, Althea, is a strange name, not one we'd know around Mossflower. I kept repeating it to myself, Althea. You may say that I have a quirky mind, and so I do, friends. So I wrote the name down and tried to decipher it. Do you know, I think it's actually made up from two words. The first one would be probably a word we use all the time. The pond, the abbey, the orchard, the kitchen. And it's definitely there. So take away the word the, and what are we left with? Four letters, A-L-I-R. What does that suggest to you?
After a moment's thought, Oakhart spoke out.
Rail.
Granby shook his head.
What word might we associate with most vermin, eh?
Diggs shouted out.
Liar! That's the word. Ha! Didn't Django say that only a moment ago? Never trust a vermin. And why? 'Cause they're all liars. Flipping liars!